Hi there, this is Jit Kosh. Now that you've heard John, Mike, and I talk a little bit about some of the media technologies that we have used to put together experiences like the Winter Olympics, I just wanted to show you a quick demo of how to use these technologies in an app if you were to build one yourself. So what I have here is Visual Studio 2013 with a simple Windows Store application using XAML and C#. And I have already added references to some of the technologies that I intend to use, namely the Microsoft Player Framework, as well as our Adaptive Streaming SDK, which supports HLS playback through the Player Framework. In my XAML, what I have is an instance of the media player control that's delivered through the Player Framework. That's the control that does all the nice and fancy things and gives you the customizable user interface for a nice playback experience. I have its source property set to a URL pointing to an HLS stream. This particular HLS stream is being hosted utilizing our Windows Azure Media Services backend. Now, if I were to build this application just the way it is here and run it, you would see in a second that the video fails to play. And the reason behind that is because Player Framework by itself does not really know how to play HLS. Unless you help it by adding a plugin, which comes through this HLS SDK that we've built to go with the Player Framework. And to add that plugin, we are going to take the media player, and create an instance of its plugins container. And inside that, we're going to add the HLS plugin, just like that, just a single line of code. And now if we were to build this and play the application again, you would see in a few seconds that video starts to play. As you can see, your standard playback controls are here right at the bottom. You can do things like seek into the video, go back into the video, etc. Pause it, play it again, and so on and so forth. So it's really that easy. We would love for you to give all of this a try and provide us feedback, let us know how it went. If you're wondering where to get some of this stuff, on this slide that I have displayed on the screen right now, the URL up top gives you access to the Player Framework. It's available through CodePlex. If you want the HLS SDK that goes with the Player Framework to enable an HLS playback experience on the client, send us an email at that email address at the bottom, and we will work with you to get you access to the HLS SDK. Thank you very much for watching the show again.